أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد نادانا نوح فلنعم المجيبون ونجيناه وأهله من الكرب العظيم وجعلنا ذريته هم الباقين وتركنا عليه في الآخرين سلام على نوح في العالمين إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين إنه من عبادنا المؤمنين ثم أغرقنا الآخرين صدق الله العظيم. Beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been speaking about first his pious servants, and then thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about those who raised objections and had doubt about Qiyamah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the people of Jannah, the ni'mats of Jannah, the people of Jahannam, and the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jahannam. From here onwards, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us some examples of those pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how they had faced the various challenges in life and the help of Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala that had come in many ways. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about none other than the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. And first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about very briefly about Hazrat Nuh alayhi as-salatu was-salam. وَلَقَدْ نَادَانَا نُوحٌ فَلَنِعْمَ الْمُجِيبُونَ. Certainly Hazrat Nuh alayhi as-salatu was-salam called upon us, and we were excellent to answer the call of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. Now we all know, and we've heard it repeatedly, that Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, for plus minus 950 or 1000 years, Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam had invited his people towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his people did not respond positively, but a few, and most of them became arrogant, most of them became insulting, rebuking Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. Torment has also been recorded, abuse has also been recorded, and then Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala responds to the dua of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded, Allah Rabbul Izzat rescued Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, those who had brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together with Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, and Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala drowned the rest of them. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to this, and he says that we emancipated him, we delivered him, وَأَهْلَهُ and his household or his people, مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ, from great distress that they were in at that particular time. The rescue had come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَعَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُ هُمُ الْبَاقِينَ. Thereafter, we had made the offspring of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, we had kept them as survivors, and as a matter of fact, Allah says, وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. And we made Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam later a source of inspiration, a means of remembrance for the people that had come after Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. On the one hand, the three sons of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, Sam, Ham and Yafith, from them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had brought about progeny of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. That is why many have called him Abul Bashar al-Thani, the second father of mankind, after Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. And from there the progeny of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam began to spread. Secondly, we find that whether it is a Christian, whether it is a Jew, and of course there is no doubt insofar as this ummah is concerned, that everybody remembers Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam to be a righteous person, an upright servant of Allah Rabbul Izzat, a Nabi of Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala, and there is no doubt, there is no difference of opinion with regards to Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept him as a source of peace for the people after him, salamun ala nuhin fil alameen. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that peace be upon Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam amongst the people of the world, And this has been Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's recompense in this world, insofar as Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, amongst the many others, inna kadhalika najzil muhsinin. And then Allah Rabbul Izzat thereafter concludes and He says that this is how we recompense those who do good. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not forget about any aspect of a person's life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates whatever good the person does. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recompenses that person. Whatever wrongs the person does, obviously, he makes tawbah. And that also Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepts. Innahu min ibadina al-mu'mineen. Certainly, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu was salam was from amongst our believing servants. And then Allah Rabbul Izzah says, Thumma aghraqna al-akhareen. And then we had drowned the rest of them. In other words, today, what people will speak about Nuh alayhi salatu was salam. Who speaks about those that had rejected the message of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu was salam? And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that one is the everlasting reward of the hereafter. But this is Nuh alayhi salatu was salam that persevered in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala requires from us also, that we persevere. And in this world, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us some form of reward and some form of virtue. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.